Yeah, you just told me you were going to let me do more of the talking, and then you just like...
What? I like talking.
Mr. Buzzkill.
No, I don't like talking.
Anyway, this is Jenna. You're and my co-host with the most...
Nobody.
This, Jim.
DJ Nobody.
And this is episode number 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. I was thinking about the fact I forgot my DJ Nobody.
Anyway, this is episode number 22. And this is our interview with Damien Mays, who is French Canadian, but he is a country singer.
Yes, it was our first and only country interview.
Yes.
Country artist interview.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have more in the future. Yeah, we don't know.
Maybe in the future. We don't know.
We're not biased. We don't know. Yeah. We don't care.
We're not biased, no.
We like country.
And we do like country.
He was a good artist, though.
He was. Yes, still is. He, the track that we...
He still is.
He, the track that we talked mostly to him about was Long Way Home.
Because he had a video for that one.
Yes, he did. And I don't know that he has made any more, but we'll have to check that out.
Well, it's funny. I remember the interview because... We talked to him about the fact that we were surprised he was a country artist in Canada.
Yes, and especially being French speaking.
Yeah, so he was a French Canadian country artist. So it just blew our minds.
It but did. Apparently, minds blown.
Apparently they listen to a lot of country up in Canada, and it is mostly old country, though.
Yes, like the classics.
Classics. The Hanks and the, who do you like? No.
Oh, Waylon. Willie.
Yes, Waylon.
Merle.
Merle Haggard.
You know, then you have,
Who are some of the women?
Oh, God. Tammy Wynette. Ooh. Dolly Parton.
I'm testing her
Roseanne
knowledge.
Cash.
Let's say I'm testing her knowledge, people. What you got? What you got?
So, you know, Alison Krauss.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got any more? Not at the moment.
Linda Ronstadt, I guess she'd done some possibly country songs, but... So, just a very interesting musical artist. So, take a listen. He's very easy to understand. Not too much of a language barrier.
No, it comes out here and there. But yeah, for just the most a little part, bit. He speaks really, really well English.
Yeah. So, and then we'll...
He speaks good.
We'll do our typical comeback. We'll give you an update. Maybe let you know.
Maybe.
If there's any kind of update. So. But anyway, enjoy. You'll enjoy the interview. I know we did when we spoke with him. He's a very, very down-to-earth, nice, talented guy. And here's Damien Mays.
Damien Mays.
To Jenna, please.
You're on with Jenna and Jim. This must be Damien. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, you?
You're doing great.
Great.
Good, good. So it's Cave Station. That's the thing. It's the name of the station?
Cave Radio, yep.
Yep, CRB.com.
Cave Radio. Okay, nice. Yeah. Nice to meet you, Jim, too, as well.
Yes.
So where's the station situated?
We are in Redford, Michigan, which is about 5 minutes from Detroit.
Oh, okay. It's not that far. I'm from Ottawa, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a Senators fan?
Actually, yes, I am, yeah. Okay. I used to play hockey junior. Yeah, when I was in shape.
Well, you're only 28. I'm sure you're still in shape.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, when I was young.
Right. No. I understand that's kind of where you were thinking of going before getting into music.
And that's exactly what happened. And at one point when I said, well, you know what? I don't think I'm going to make it to the NHL, so I need a new dream, right? So I said, well, I always love music, so I grabbed my first guitar at 20. And after the rest, I am history. I mean, it went really well after that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to say, and I hope you're not offended by this statement, but 20 is kind of
late
to be picking up.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know. I was reading it late, actually. And, yeah, in high school, I always sing, though, always country music.
Yeah.
And, that's why my nickname in high school was Cowboy, because only country music. And, I was raised on a dairy farm.
Yeah.
So, at the farm, we were always listening to the American music, right? Country music. And I'm kind of French, mm-hmm. but when I sing, there's no accent at all. It's pure American in the country.
Yeah, we were definitely mm-hmm. noticing that as well. So what is the mm-hmm. country scene in Canada like anyway?
Sorry?
What is the country scene in Canada like?
Well, I mean, it's cold in the winter, I'm telling you. But yeah, I wish I can. Three months or 4 months, December to April, move to Florida or something and go on tour in the south of states. But no, it's beautiful though. In the summer, it's pretty humid where I am. Mm-hmm. Right. It's pretty humid because of the big lakes. Yeah. Wow. So now it's like 30 outside, but it feels like 40, but it's a degree, so I don't know if Fahrenheit.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
It's kind of funny. I was actually referring to like the country music scene. But yeah, that's about the same kind of weather we have around here in Michigan.
I don't think you guys are much different from Michigan weather.
No, because you're up north, of America, right?
But so. Yeah, I was referring to like the, because of the French influence, I didn't know what kind of like the country music scene was like in Canada or around.
Starting to grow. It's I mean, America, that's the place to be if you want to sing country music, that's for sure. But in Canada, it's starting to grow like pretty big, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Country music, more and more young people starting to listen to that, so, which is good.
Yeah, definitely. Why country though? Like, was it the farm life that drew you into it, or for stylistic?
Oh yeah, well my dad kind of brainwashed me into country music. That was the only music we listened to. So, and I always loved country because of the, you know what they say. They say kind of always a story, and it's about love and everything. So. The lyrics are pretty awesome in country music as well. So, yeah, that was my only genre I would use to sing. So that's why I went strictly to country.
Yeah, that's definitely what's always drawn me to country is the fact that it paints a story, and I love about it. So anyway, besides coming to LA, have you been to the States before?
Oh yeah, I went to Nashville, I went to New Mexico, I went to New York, not New York, but just New York State. I went to LA, Malibu, those places a couple of times.
Okay.
Love the States.
Did you come down here to play, or was just visiting?
More to play. Yeah. So we went this summer. We went to New Mexico, Carlsbad, opening for Shenandoah, and after I went back to Malibu and play at Malibu as well. And I love it. I love it there. Yeah, especially at Carlsbad. That was it's really like redneck there. I love it.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm sure in some ways Nashville is like a dream to you.
Oh, I love Nashville, but I also love Carlsbad.
Yeah.
With people are really nice as well, and New Mexico was really nice. Well, everywhere in the States, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of good people, and people listen to country music more than here, so that's why I can like it a little bit more. So, well, I love Canada too. It's a nice country too, but
yeah, it is.
For the music, it's good to go to the States for country music. Yeah.
So the video for Long Way Home, I understand you did that over here in the States. Did you fly out here and get that video done in a day, or was that a longer process to do that?
In 4 days. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it was, fly to, I was staying in LA, in Los Angeles for, Santa Monica for 2 days. And after we went to Malibu for 2 days. And, we did a lot of the shots everywhere, and that video came true. Yeah.
So I noticed I was on your Facebook page, and a lot of a majority of the videos on there are in French. But is that voiceover French? Because I was kind of reading the lips. I think there was an interview or a song you did on, I think it was 103. And was the guy actually speaking French, or was he speaking American and it was
dubbed
so, French?
I think it was French. It was the station from Canada.
Oh, okay.
Was it an interview? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, exactly. It was a station in Quebec, I think. Yeah. Okay. One of the countries, station in Quebec. Yeah.
And I'm assuming that a lot of the fans that you have, are they pretty focused in your area? And that's kind of why a lot more of the French is spoken, or I was just curious as to the reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, where I'm from, it's like kind of mixed. There's a lot of French and English, so. Mm, okay. But they really listen to country music and English, though. It's way more popular than, because in Quebec side, there's French country music, but I mean, it's not the same at all.
Right. And
no. Yeah.
Why is there a difference between French country and American country, do you think?
Well, French country, it's a little bit by like the old country, like really old country, maybe like Western kind of. Yeah. And that's the difference. Yeah.
Okay. And I have to tell you, I love the fact that you are a fan of Brad Paisley and Kenny Chesney. Have you?
Oh, big time.
Yes. Have you ever? And I can hear the influence of Kenny Chesney in Long Way Home.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kenny Chesney, yeah, everybody. Yeah, yeah, for the. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite. I'm his biggest fan. I mean,
yeah. Have you?
He's my hero. That's why I started to write music and everything. It's because of that guy.
Yeah. Have you ever been able to see them perform on the stage?
Oh, yeah. When he came to Ottawa a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to see him all the time. He's around. Anytime I can go see him, I go see him.
Yeah.
I went to see Garth Brooks as well. He's a really good performer. Really good. Oh, yeah. And, a couple of artists. Yeah, I love seeing them perform.
Would you ever write a song for them if you could?
For them? Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a no-brainer. Come on. Come on. That's like saying, asking me if you get to write a song. Yeah, of course I'm going to write a song.
Hey, it over there.
I would rather perform with them or opening for them than you.
Yeah, I
understand. At one point, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that's one of your goals is to open for Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got other songs that's coming. Did you listen to the EP, the five songs?
I did.
On iTunes?
I love Redneck Holiday. And I love,
it's fun.
I like Moonshine. I love Nobody's. Yeah, every song on there, Nobody's Like You, Come On Over.
Come On Over.
Yeah, I mean, they're all really great songs. Was that your decision to do like a 5-song EP and kind of?
Yeah, that was my decision. Just start, you know?
Yeah.
But we had so many songs, and I picked those songs for reasons. I guess I was at that moment in my life, but there's other that's coming for next year. Oh, it's going to be. They're like really good.
Yeah.
Really good songs.
Is that planning? Yeah. Are you planning having a full LP for that or just another EP?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe just do another EP and do like a full album with the 5 songs I got. Or just do a full album. We're going to decide that in August.
Oh, so. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
we're working on that as well.
Right. And you have Sony, AMG, and AGR. So do they all kind of do different things?
Or are they all in collaboration with each other?
Different things. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. AMG is more powerful in Canada. It's powerful with films as well.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, some of the songs are, I cannot say right now, but probably going to be in some film you're going to see. And there's, Sony, it's more in America. AGR, it's in Europe.
Oh, wow.
So is there a...
Yeah, in Europe.
Is there a market for it in Europe? I mean,
I didn't know, but pretty high, actually.
Really?
I was impressed. Oh, yeah, me too. I was a what? But, yeah. And how do you say that in English? It's Allemagne, so it would be... I'm not into French, so it's, well, I don't remember the country, but there's one country that it's pretty high up.
Probably, I would think Europe. Probably the UK, maybe.
UK, well, yeah, that's it. It's the UK.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're not that different from America, other than
Great Britain.
Yeah.
United Kingdom.
They have a queen and they have an accent.
Interesting.
The UK accent. I got the French accent, they got the UK accent.
Yes, you do.
So do you actually surprise people when they hear that you're country and then you start talking and they're like, are you sure you're country?
Well, everybody, they're like, what? You're French? Doesn't make sense at all. Yeah, like, well, it's like... not Keith Urban. Oh, yeah, Keith Urban.
Oh,
he's got an accent.
He's from Australia.
Australian. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's English, right? It's French. So, yeah, I was raised in French at my little farm there. It's a little village, maybe 700 people.
Yeah, that's tiny.
Yeah. So my best friend was my brother and my two sisters.
Oh, okay.
Working at the farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they? Did anybody else in your family get involved in the music industry, or are you the only one?
No, I'm the only one. Yeah. Yeah, I know that's way weird too. Yeah. But yeah.
I understand they're very supportive of what you're doing, which is nice.
Oh, yes, I'm lucky. All my family, my friends, my girlfriend, I'm really blessed. And they push me all the time. They come to see me. When I'm around, they come see me all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really blessed to have them with me. Yeah.
So we actually heard it was really hard to tour in Canada as a whole country. Have you heard anything about that, or is it, you know?
Nope, I didn't actually. It's only in Canada?
Yeah, we've talked to, I think it was only one band, but they said it was really difficult to tour in Canada just for the simple fact that, you know, everything's so spread out that it makes it harder to get around and, you know, cost money, more money to tour.
Yeah, well, that's it's because the market too as well. It's not as big as you guys. Yeah, for the fans and everything, you're really way bigger in U.S. Well, you get a lot more people as well. But I mean,
around here, around here, you throw a stone and you can hit a venue that you could play at. You know,
right.
Exactly, you just said it. Yeah, there's venue everywhere. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the population difference between where you grew up and where you're at? Is it significant?
Right now?
Yeah.
In Ottawa, that's a big difference. I mean, here we're like almost 2 million now. 2 million something. Wow. No, not 1 million. Yeah. Wow. It's not that big. It's not that big, though.
Yeah.
Toronto is the biggest city in Canada.
How far are you?
And after you go, I think it's from Toronto. It's about 6 hours. It's not that bad.
Yeah,
driving. Yeah, 5-6 hours. Yeah.
Wow. We're really showing our lack of knowledge in Canada right now. I'm telling you what. Hey,
the only place I know is Windsor.
Sorry?
The only place I know is Windsor, because Windsor's right across the river from Detroit. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Windsor. That's a solid place of Canada. It's Windsor.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Pelee Island. There's an island right there.
Oh,
and that's it. That's the southern of Canada. Yeah.
Although I did go to Toronto and go to Pantages Theater. That's a pretty cool venue.
Yeah. Yeah, Toronto is pretty big. That's the biggest city in Canada. I think it's after it's Montreal or Vancouver, and we're like third or fourth.
Oh, okay.
Ottawa. So is Calgary at the moment. Yeah. Right.
So is there anything in the works as far as touring, or I mean, are you planning to come into the States, or are you just going to stay out in Canada for a while, or?
No, well, that's the thing. There's a big contract. Because the contract is not done yet, I didn't sign nothing. But big news: it's going to come mid August, end of August. Uh-huh. There's some people from New Mexico and from Nashville and from Dallas, Texas. Uh-huh. They're going to come in Montreal. It's going to be it's big news.
Okay.
Yeah, it's people from the States. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that.
Are you going to put that big news on Facebook once it's official?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. You'll see everything. I put everything on Facebook. It's free advertisement, right? So.
Oh, exactly.
Why not?
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Obviously, we're from Michigan, so if you end up making it to Michigan at some point, we'd definitely love to come out and see you and hang out and, you know, get to know you a little better in person, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in person, it's way better in person. We can do another interview in person if you want, and I can even do an acoustic performance if you want. Yeah, that would be cool. I'd love to do that.
Cool. That would be very cool. Now, as far as recording and going into the studio, where did you go to record and do?
Good question. I went to Vancouver to do the recording, which is the warehouse. That was the studio. Uh-huh. It's Brian Adams' studio.
Oh, wow.
And, it's a huge thing. It's one of the biggest in the world. I mean, Paul McCartney was there just 1 week, before I was there. So I just missed him. I was like, no, are you serious? Paul McCartney.
Well, but, knowing his stardom, though, it'd be hard to even get near him, though.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, that's what I've been told. It's really hard. But, so I met big people there. There was at the studio beside me, it was Richie Sambora.
Oh,
he was right there. Cool. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I met him. I met, I don't know if you know Tom Cochran.
Yep.
He's pretty popular. And yeah, exactly. So he was there. I actually lived with Tom Cochran for 3 days. Really good guy.
Cool.
And we played together. That was really fun. And I met Bob Rock. He was there as well.
Awesome.
Producer Bob Rock, producer of Metallica, he was there, yeah. So we chatted too. Uh-huh. All good people. It was a really good experience.
That's nice. That is nice. Bob Rock was married to Shania Twain, wasn't he? Maybe?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's him. Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah. But he's the producer of Metallica, so he's pretty big. Mm-hmm. And I met a lot of great people in Malibu too. I met Amy Smart. I met her husband as well, Carter. Yeah, exactly. And they went to my show actually in Malibu.
Awesome.
They wanted to see me. Yeah, yeah. They really love country, so it was pretty awesome.
That is pretty.
And when
awesome.
There's a celebrity that comes to see you, it's awesome.
Oh, definitely.
Oh yeah, definitely helps get the word out about you too, you know.
Yeah. What has the response been so far to Long Way Home and your EP?
Oh, really good, really good. We're gonna have another video too as well.
Yeah,
probably would come on over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we're thinking of shooting the video. We already got the truck and everything. Talking about Chevy and everything, and and we're gonna do the video at the farm where I was raised.
Nice.
Trying to do that.
How
neat
is that?
That would be awesome. Yeah,
you're gonna have the whole family over too.
Oh yeah, all my family's there. Well, we're awesome. A big family. There are 10 brothers and sisters, 2 brothers and 8 sisters.
Whoa.
And my, big family. And then my father's side, there are 5 brothers.
Oh, my God. So, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You definitely got a party. Big family.
do your parents yeah. still do the dairy farm? Are they still involved in the business?
No, my brother actually just bought the family farm 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So your brother's still doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's doing really great. I mean, it's the sixth generation, so
oh, nice.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. It stayed with the family for six generations.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so the road we're living there, it's Maisonneuve. It's my last name. Yeah.
Yes, I was going to ask you how do you pronounce yes. it.
Maisonneuve, it's funny. In English, it's new house.
Oh.
That would it mean, Maisonneuve. So M-A-I-S-O. N-E-U-V-E.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. We can definitely tell, see why you changed it to Maze for, yeah. for the
list. Oh, yeah, it makes more sense for country music. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know us Americans, we would completely massacre it every time.
I'm not even going to attempt it because I know I'm going to butcher it.
Yeah.
I know Spanish. I don't know a word of French, so.
Oh, you know Spanish? That's what I realized too. I would, Mexican in New Mexico and Malibu, there's a lot of Mexican food because I think it's the borders right there. Right?
Yeah, I lived in San Diego. We're a throne's throw away from Tijuana, so.
Okay.
There's definitely tons of Mexicans in
good
California.
Food, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's some of that's the best Mexican food I've ever had was in San Diego. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah? Yeah, me too. And in California, I was holy Jesus.
I tell you what.
Pretty good.
But I tell you what, the food trucks were the best. You would think the restaurants, but no, the food trucks were the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, yes. Yes, we went and won there. Oh, yeah, it was fish tacos was crazy good.
Fish tacos are amazing.
Yeah, I love that.
It's better than Taco Bell, that's for sure.
Taco Bell is not Mexican food.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
No, it's
we
not.
We got Taco Bell here, too, though. It's not the same thing at all.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So what has been, you know, if you were to look back from when you started to now, what has been probably the biggest challenge but the most exciting and rewarding thing that's happened, would you say?
Biggest challenge. Every day is a challenge, I would say. The biggest one, though, that's changed everything, you would say. I don't know. I work hard every day. I mean, for me, a challenge, it's when I wake up, it's a challenge to do what I can do better or write better on music and all the bass. So that's, I cannot really say that. But it was one big challenge because, like I said, I work hard trying to be perfect every time. And I was raised like that in the dairy farm, just everything perfect and work hard every day and you'll make it far, right? So,
would you call yourself a perfectionist?
Yes. Oh, yes. Big time. Even when my band, with my band, sometimes the band member, they're like, come on, Damien. I'm like, no, I want it like this.
This is never going to be good.
Yeah, exactly. Perfection, of course, Mm-hmm.
How often do you guys get together to practice?
Depends. Once a week, usually. Once or two times a week. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys?
But we practice alone too, as well.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Do you live in the same area, or?
Yeah, everybody from Ottawa.
Oh, okay.
I want to go
which
back.
Is that's nice too. And we got two studios. One at my keyboard player, he's got a studio, and one at my drum player as well. So
very nice.
We would change sometimes. Yeah, exactly. It's really nice. Yeah.
I wish we could talk about this movie thing that you were talking about earlier, because I'm curious if it's going to be something that we'll see here in the States too, or if it's just a European or Canadian thing.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, we were... it's going to be in the States for sure. Ooh. Probably before in the States. Oh, yeah, we're really fixing to go play in the States. Oh. And, yeah, if I'm in Michigan, then for sure I'm going to stop by. For sure.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you have to. Yeah. That's an order.
That's an order.
I have no choice.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Definitely not. We took that away from you.
The queen has spoken. You have to.
That's it. I have no choice now.
So when you have played, how much do you make yourself available to fans, to people that want to come up and say great job, give you like thumbs up?
Oh boy, I'm always available. I love to talk. I love to talk with people, and I'm probably the guy that loves is, well, I cannot say that, but I really love my fans. Yeah, I make sure that I got time. Even on Facebook, they text me. I try. You know, I'm really really on the go and occupied, but when I got the chance, I have to take care of the fans and reply. And yeah, and there's a lot of people that say, well, thanks for replying. Not a lot of people do that, so that's really cool. And right. Yeah, I try to make photos, a lot of photos, signature. I give a lot of CDs as well, t-shirts.
Right.
And, no, I make sure that they're really happy.
Well, that's good. Can people purchase merchandise, like your music or any of those things, on online? Do you have like kind of a merch store?
Yeah, there's iTunes online. There's a couple places. Amazon. I'm on in some CDs too. I would say, well, I Love My Country. That's one of the CDs I'm at too. It's all like 20 hot new country hits. So I got two CDs. Yeah, exactly. Now I'm on that too. They put me first on the two CDs. Different CDs. Pretty cool. They can purchase that at Amazon or would be iTunes as well, Spotify, those things are
yeah. Excuse me. So I understand you find inspiration at when you're on the boat and at the beach. So do you do a lot of boating and hitting the beaches when you're in back home and stuff? Are there a lot of beaches and
Well, yeah, they're right in the water.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, well, no. Well, there's a river, Ottawa River, we call that down here. But there's a few places you can hit. There's beaches. It's not like, I would say, like Florida or Miami or something. Not at all. And no, I go there sometimes, just write songs, play on the beach. Yeah. And that's when I really focus and put my my soul at ease. You know, I don't think about nothing else. Okay. Oh, that's when really, or I go, I used to go on my boat, but I sold my boat. But I just go on the beach right now.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Are you big into fishing or?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Oh, for sure.
Fishing? Oh, yes. Love it.
What do you like to catch?
Here it's walleye.
Are you catch and release or do you eat it?
Oh, I eat it. Oh, yeah, we eat it. I clean it up and everything, and I'm pretty good at doing that now. Actually, it's my father-in-law that taught me how to clean the walleye. And they make a lot of good fish there, too, because my girlfriend, she's from north. She's from Timmins. Well, Chapleau, Timmins. You know where it is?
Oh,
it's up north, like 10 hours from here.
Oh,
up
north. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And there's a really fresh lake there, so the walleye are so good there. So every time I go there, I go fishing for days.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Got any good fish stories?
Sorry?
Got any good fish stories?
Yeah, the one that got away.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm writing a song about that. So you'll see, and it's a story. It's with my dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I think we just lost the call.
Oh, we did. Damn it. Call back, Damien. Call us, we did.
Well, so far, so good.
So far, so good. Yes. Yes, I'm sure he will.
He's very interesting, though.
He is. He is. Oh, there we go. All right.
Yes, all right. I don't know what happened there.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. Crap. I was just... So, being that you, you know, I'm sure most people assume that being that you're a Canadian, that you... That you just automatically love the sport of hockey. excuse me. So, being that you play, do you still play for fun?
Not anymore.
No?
No. Well, I played maybe last year, what I told myself it was going to be the last one because I'm too occupied with the music.
Right.
And I'm missing half the game. So.
Yeah.
Well, but, you don't want to hurt yourself either.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. I hurt myself like 2 years ago. Oh. Broke my leg right from the board.
Ow.
Yeah. TBR. Oh, yeah. It was pretty bad. I got a pin in my leg. So,
That was pretty much like, can't do it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, I need to be careful to, you know, I need to perform. So
we don't want you doing that. That's why, you know, it's a good thing you like to fish because that's at least a sport, but it's nice and relaxing. So less likely of you hurting yourself.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, exactly.
Unless you get attacked by a shark or something. I don't know.
I don't think there's many sharks
that
in
kind of
Canada.
Fishing and a little bit, the dangerous, but.
Yeah, the sport fishing that they do in Florida. Crazy. So have you found that, you know, people debate the disadvantages and advantages of social media. Have you found that social media has really done a lot to kind of help get you out there and stuff?
Yeah, well, yes, it did. This is the start.
Mm-hmm.
Around here, though, when I'm away, it doesn't help at all because all my friends are, well, not now, but I mean, my page a little bit, but I mean, all my friends are here, right? Well, I got friends pretty much everywhere, but most of them, they're here. So they just check for events and that's it. But they already know where I play. So actually, it helps a little bit.
Yeah. And what about, you know, having the different labels and groups behind you? Has that been a big help to you as well?
Oh, yeah. That was huge, yeah. Because, actually, it's more your team is big and they work hard, what better it is, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
You got more people that believes and start believing and... we got a really good team as well, so I'm pretty blessed for that because you never know in that industry, right?
Yes, yes.
You can end up with somebody that's not going to care, not going to work for you, so you're just going to be stuck in the same place. So,
Yes. So for you, touring, obviously you would want to tour with fellow country artists, people in the same genre of music.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yes.
You're not
I would love
like...
to tour with Kenny Chesney or, well, anybody that's, like, even Alan Jackson. I love Alan Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Alan Jackson's awesome.
Alan Jackson is one of the biggest.
Yeah.
Oh, Garth Brooks, all those guys. Yeah. I would love to tour with them.
Yeah.
And,
I was listening to Country Boy on the way over here. That's one of my favorite
Country Boy for Alan Jackson?
Yes.
I'm a Country
that song.
Boy, yeah.
Yes.
I love that song.
I am kind of curious, are you hoping that you do get on a tour with a larger artist, or are you just going to, or does the label helping you getting something smaller?
No. It's the biggest, we're going to for the top. I mean, we won't,
go big or go home.
Right.
I go up there and even when I succeed, I'm not going to stop. I love it too much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have the passion and you got to have passion for what you're doing. Otherwise.
Exactly.
Well, you got a great voice too. So that helps.
Yes, you do. You do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, people really like the voice, actually. Yep.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know how I got that voice, but just happened. Well, you're born with it, I guess.
Yes, you were born with the gift of singing, my friend.
So. Yeah. That's what people say. They're so lucky to sing like that. I'm like, well, I practice a little bit.
Yeah. Do you, before you perform, I know a lot of artists have routines, especially vocalists. Do you do the scales? Do you do things to warm up your voice? Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard avoiding coffee is a big one.
Sorry?
I heard avoiding coffee is a big one.
Yeah, well, there's a major scale and everything I'm doing. I'm doing something with my, always with my my belly, I mean, for
yeah.
For when you, yeah, for when you exhale and whatever.
Right.
And something to my with my lips as well, really important to keep your, to keep the note really, really on it. And yeah, I do. I actually maybe half an hour warm up.
Oh, do you?
At least. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I need to be alone sometimes, and I do my stretch. Mm. I need to do my stretch. I always do a stretch before. All my body is stretched at the maximum before show because, oh boy, I'm running everywhere.
Yeah.
I go like a little kid. Yeah. Big
time. You're just like, running around.
Well, stage presence is, 90% of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just standing there, nobody's going to get into it. If you start running around and jumping around, people are going to start, moving too.
Jump around.
Yeah.
Jump around.
Yeah, exactly. They really like to, they always come back because everybody's having fun. Right. And I make sure they're having fun because, well, they see, and that's another thing. I choose a good group of band members as well because we're like a family and they see that, oh my God, those guys are having so much fun. And it shows with the fans.
Yeah.
Well, they see it. Yeah, they see it when you're...
Mm-hmm. I was watching you guys do a video on YouTube of you doing Chicken Fried by the
Yeah, that's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, and it looked like you were having fun, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which that's a good song.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Yeah, that's a good cover we do, but at one point, more and more originals, and...
Yes.
Yeah, that's the cool way. It's originals and originals.
Right.
But,
people.
And, when I'm on stage, I mean, every time I lose 5 to 10 pounds, I come back home.
Really?
God. it's a workout.
Yeah. That's great because I wish I did something to lose 5 or 10 pounds every time we left the house. My gosh.
But you don't feel it because you're having so much fun.
You
just that's go the crazy. Thing.
Right. You got to have fun. And you probably feed off the energy of the crowd, too. So if you see people like dancing an energy.
More people. More people. That's what I do. Yeah. They give you so much energy to the fans. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like a dream. I would say it's like a ball. It's crazy.
Probably very surreal.
Sorry,
it's probably very surreal.
Exactly. Okay. That's what it was.
Like a dream.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
And it goes too fast. Like a show, it's never long enough.
Oh,
and when I do a smaller venue, there's always encore and everything, and at the end, usually the band's like, okay, we need to go home. It's been two, we're supposed to play for 2.5 hours. It's been like three and a half. I keep continuing, acoustic. I keep going until I read. Don't know any songs anymore, but
that's nice though. You have the passion and the drive, and that's going to take you far. And like I said, you're still young, so you have age.
Oh yeah, I'm still young.
You have age on your side. You are. Trust me, I'm 46. I'd love to be 28 again.
Yeah.
yes. With the knowledge I have now.
time goes fast too, though.
Oh my God! So yes. Remember when you were a kid and you're like, I can't wait to be an adult, and then you're an adult.
Yeah, and once.
Can I be a kid again?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, this is adulting.
It's when you get out of school.
Yeah.
I don't know. It goes so fast.
It does. It really does. So, well, I really want you to kind of let everybody know where they can get your stuff and updates and tour dates and all that. What's the best spot for people to get that
information? It would be probably a Facebook page. Yeah, put everything there. My site is almost finished as well. It's there, but not everything is there right now, but it's been like really completed. So the site is www.damianmaze.com. Pretty easy. And yeah, for now, would be a Facebook page would be the best one for updates and events and everything.
Well, yeah, as soon as our podcast is up, we'll share it with you, and so you can share it with the world too.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, of course. Oh, yes. So, which song you gonna? Yes, song you gonna play?
I am going to play "Long Way Home" because I love that song.
Long way home. Yeah, that's the single. Yeah.
Yes, but
even yesterday I was on my friend's boat and was keeping "Long Way Home" on repeat, and on the water it's perfect.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Like, honestly,
for the sunset.
Yes, it's perfect for the water and it's perfect for the car because. I mean, it's
the
just,
car,
you know,
exactly.
Yes.
So I have to say, though, a little disclaimer is you were actually our first country artist that we've interviewed. Normally we interview rock music and metal music. So if your fans want to listen, they're going to have to like just skip forward through the metal stuff and the rock music. But, you know, we'll... Just tell them to bear with
it. Cool. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. We wanted to.
Well, we are country fans too. Yes, we're fans of all very many genres.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But yes, you have.
Me too. I love. Go ahead. Sorry, Jenna.
You are our first. You have the notoriety of being our first country star to have.
Yeah, you popped our country cherry.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Well, that's cool. That's pretty. Wow. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
It's really nice of you guys. Thank you. Yeah.
You are very welcome.
Yeah,
and like I said, when I'm going to be out there, we'll meet for sure.
Yes, we will. Sure. Yes, we will.
But yeah, hopefully it'll be up within a week. This last week is taking a little longer than usual, so we're hoping next week's won't take as long. But within a week or so, it should be up.
Okay, perfect. And you're gonna send it to me on Facebook, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So that's perfect.
Yeah, cool. And I'll Shauna's the one that put me in touch with you.
Oh yeah,
so,
Shauna.
Yeah. So I will get it to her too. So.
Oh, okay, perfect. Really nice. Really nice person.
Yeah, she is. Nice. She's a sweetheart. She is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Very much a pleasure.
Same here. Thank you very much. You're a really nice person, and I wish we can cross paths.
Yes.
We're praying.
We're keeping our fingers crossed, man.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. Me too.
All right.
All right. Thank you again, and enjoy the rest of your week as well.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
So I hope everybody enjoyed that. I know we had a lot of fun talking
to
him.
And like I said, we talked to him about his video, which was done in the States, by the way.
Yep, Cali.
California. Long Way Home. And also, he does have an official lyric video out for his song called Moonshine, which is on the self-entitled track that... Long Way Home is on. Damian Mays.
I know he did some touring in the United States. I believe he's in Canada right now playing.
Yes.
Probably trying to hurry up before the winter hits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he still tours and plays while during the winter, but, you know, Canada.
Right.
When in Canada, will snow.
Well, I think he's near Ontario.
Yeah, not too far.
So
not too far north.
The album that he did was his debut album. It was, you know, an EP, so it's not really an album per se. It's got five songs on it, Long Way Home being one of them. And, he did play a country festival in Clarence, Rockland, Canada. I don't know where that is. So it looks like he's done some festivals. You know, he's probably trying to stay in his in Canada because it's not easy to cross the border to come play in the States. It's, you know, the ease of access. It's expensive.
It is. So let's assume in the typical order of things, he'll probably start working on new material soon. So I would say probably by next year, there will be some new material from Mr. Damian Mayes. So keep on the lookout.
And I know one thing that he really mentioned was that he is a big Kenny Chesney fan. Mm-hmm. And that he would love to open for Kenny Chesney, which I think would be perfect because he sounds a lot like him.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, thanks for checking out our show and listening to this episode with Mr. Damian Mayes. And hopefully you check him out. Links are always in the description. And we will see you. Nope, we won't see you. I caught myself that time.
You did.
We'll catch you next time here on House of Noise.
Yes. And as always, listen to our show, crbradio.com. 1 to 3 every Sunday.
Station 2. All right, that's it. All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.